So who the heck am I? I was a sex educator primarily for a very long time. I wrote this book, Come As You Are. And it turns out it's about the science of women's sexual well-being. And what we learn in the book is the single best predictor of a woman's sexual well-being is, surprise, her overall well-being. So there's this chapter about stress and emotions and relationships. And when Come As You Are first came out in 2015, I traveled all over talking to anyone who would listen about the science of women's sexual well-being. And people kept coming up to me after talks and saying, yeah, all that sex science is great. But you know, the thing that changed everything for me was that one chapter about stress and emotion processing. And I was surprised by this. So I told Amelia, and she was not at all surprised, partly because as a choral conductor, her job is to teach her choir to communicate emotions. So she knows how difficult a lot of people find it to recognize what emotions feel like in their bodies and know how to complete emotional cycles. But also, even though Amelia learned how to do all that emotional work on the podium, that did not mean that she knew how to do it in her actual real life. And her inability to do it in her actual real life put her in the hospital during her doctoral degree twice. And I don't know if you've ever seen your identical twin sister in a hospital, Johnny, in a hospital bed, and nobody knows what's going wrong with her. The doctors say it's just stress and she needs to relax, which I find hilarious because at the time she was working three part-time jobs, raising three teenage stepchildren, commuting 60 minutes each way in a full-time graduate program that was as exclusive of women, as misogynist as any STEM field. We're used to thinking about the sciences as being very male dominated and unwelcoming to women, but classical music has exactly the same vibe. So she was driving these long distances to a place where her body was very literally unwelcome. And she ended up in the hospital and didn't know why. And I'm a health teacher. I started shoveling at her all the peer-reviewed science I had about what emotions are and how they impact our physical well-being. And so this all happened before I even wrote Come As You Are. And when I was like, people are really interested in that part of Come As You Are that includes the stuff I taught you about like living in a body and stress. And she said, yeah, no shit. Cause that shit saved my life, she said. Twice, she said. And that's when I said we should write a book about that. And that's when we decided to write Burnout. That was at the end of 2015. It came out in 2019. At the end of 2020, Brené Brown read it. And that's when it became a New York Times bestseller. And now the thing about the pandemic is our book has only gotten more relevant, right? Whenever you do work around mental health issues and distress, and I have worked around sexual violence prevention and response a lot, you want to work yourself out of a job. You want the problem not to exist anymore. But external circumstances mean that our book is more relevant now than ever. There are technical definitions of burnout. Back to the 1970s, Herbert Freudenberger studying air traffic controllers. But the definition we use in the book is simply burnout is when you feel overwhelmed and exhausted by everything you still have to do, and yet you still worry that you're not doing enough, which is an experience that basically everyone we know has had at some point in their life. So I want to know, how do you get out of it? Why do you feel like you're not doing enough when you're literally doing more than you are capable of doing? How could you possibly still feel like you're not doing enough? So here's what we're going to do today. We're going to talk about at least five, there are about a dozen in the book, evidence-based ways to deal with the stress in your body. This is going to be a theme that comes up. You're dealing with burnout is dealing with the stress in your body, which may or may not be the same as dealing with the cause of the stress. Like, the pandemic, for example, is a stressor. I can't fix the pandemic, but I can teach you strategies for surviving the pandemic more intact than you might otherwise be. I'm going to talk about the unnamed barrier to using those strategies, because some of them you're going to be like, oh, I'm glad I spent time with you today. Exercise is good for me. Thank you so much for that revelation. Oh, sleep is good. Oh, thanks. I didn't already know that sleep is good. Thank you so much. Like, we know some of the things we're supposed to be doing. And the question is, why aren't we doing it? And how do we overcome the barrier that stands between us and our own well-being?